Okay? Raise your hand if you're not solid at anything. I don't know if I agree with this hand. Do you want to make this class equal standard and Latin, or do you have a preference for more standard or more Latin? More standard.
Equal.
Balance. Preference?
No, balance.
Okay. It is always my preference to start with standard because when you're a fresher toward the beginning of the class, we can deal with alignment things and partnering things that are a little bit trickier. So does anybody have a preference not to do standard first? Okay. One thing we will do as the class progresses is pick up more and more of the choreography, hopefully so we complete the bronze routines for all at least 8 dances. How many of you would like to get to some Paso Doble before the end of the semester? So we do have some interest in that. And how about Viennese Waltz?
Yes.
Okay. How many of you intend to compete at some point this fall, Colonial Classic or DCDI? How many of you have no interest whatsoever in competition? Okay. So. The main reason why people compete is it's fun. Maybe the other main reason is
that you learn.
So I would encourage you to compete. Okay. Do you have a preference for which dances we do tonight? Which would you like to get to first?
Foxtrot.
Yay, foxtrot. That's what I'm talking about. Saying this for the recorder. We want to do foxtrot first.
Does anybody care about any other standard dance besides foxtrot? So foxtrot sounds cool, but we might want to hit at least 2 dances tonight, so maybe we'll set the other one. Okay. And Latin-wise, do you have any preferences?
Tango.
Okay. We will always group the tango in with the standard dances. So in the Latin rumba and anything else to go with that? Okay. Because it's strong or because it's weak? Weak. Okay. So feel free to change your vote at any time so we can stay flexible. It's a smallish group so we can do that. In the foxtrot, name some figures you've done before.
Three-step.
Three-step. Feather-step.
Reverse turn.
Three-step. That would be the 3-step, probably. What's the opposite of reverse turn for our purposes?
Natural
turn. So let's first of all do the basic amalgamation that uses those 4 figures. What is the basic timing for the foxtrot?
12 quick.
Good. Do you know of any figure that doesn't have the timing slow quickly?
Natural turn.
The natural turn has the timing slow, quick, slow, slow, slow. So it has a strange ending, 3 slows. Any other figure in the foxtrot that has a different timing? The basic weave is the other one, and a weave is always a slow and 6 quicks. We'll get to that sooner or later. Let's come down to our favorite foxtrot corner to get started. Leaders go in the corner, followers stay out in the corner.
I guess it's
all coming back, right?
You're in the right place.
Really?
Look at all these leaders, wow.
Leaders, what alignment are we starting on?
Feeling very lowly over here. I can't dance with all of you.
We're facing diagonal Myra.
Jeez.
Gentlemen, start with your left foot and do a prep step. And then the feather step has 1 heel lead. Heel toe, 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 heel. What is figure number 2? Reverse turn. The reverse turn is forward, side, back, side, forward. Remember, in the foxtrot, the man does not close his feet, at least not yet. What figure is next?
Interrupting.
The 3-step. Slow, quick. And now we have the foot 3 to do the natural turn. Slow, quick, slow. And then we do a feather to start again. Let's come to this opposite corner and do it going the other way.
Is this a table call?
Did somebody bring their laundry? So leaders, come behind me and let's dance going this way. Prep step to the feather. The prep is on 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, slow. quick, quick, reverse turn.
Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, the three steps. Quick, quick, the natural turn. Quick, quick, then slow, 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 and then a feather step to start again. Back to the original corner, and let's do the followers part.
And we have everybody gets over here, and I'll be over there.
So here we go from the beginning. So she starts with her right foot to do her prep step, and then the feather. Slow, quick, quick, then a heel turn, back, close, forward, forward, side, back. Now the three step. One, two, three. And now one more step. Six, negative left foot, three. Heel turn for the natural turn. Back, close, forward, forward, side, back. And then we start again with the feather. Okay. Back to the beginning. Gentlemen, you're on your own for a moment. I'm going to work with our follower here. Go whenever you're ready. Develop a great foxtrot. Feel free to lead each other for practice, but whatever you want to do it. Be bringing other followers into this class somehow. In the meantime, let's start from this corner with a partner. So everybody, to the extent you can, find a partner.
So good to be wanted. How was your summer?
Look.
Huh?
Nice. Okay. No hassle, no flying, no traveling.
Oh, that's good.
I like easy life now.
One, two, three, four, seven. Quick, quick, reverse. Quick, quick, slow.
After the natural turn?
The natural turn. The last part is three slows.
Oh, yeah.
So, come in turn.
So, down, up above.
Quick.
The sun
quick.
Is
slow.
My
slow.
Slow.
And feather.
Okay. That's just going to be easy.
Start with this one to the natural.
Okay.
One. Quick. Quick. Slow. Slow. Then feather.
What about pivot? No more pivot? There's no pivot?
No, not at that.
Everybody, come down here. Let's start it again. We need to talk
that's
about
what I was doing. Slow, quick, quick. Okay. Slow, slow, slow.
How many figures are in that amalgamation?
Four.
Name them in order one more time.
Head up, step. Reverse turn. Three walks. Natural turn.
Good, so three steps.
Three steps.
Natural turn. Good. In those four figures, how many times does the leader go outside partner?
Three times.
Hold those fingers up again. That's how many. So, at the end of the feather step, the man slips his right foot outside partner. And then at the end of the reverse turn, again, puts his right foot outside partner. All other steps are in line for both him and her. So do that again with a partner. Everybody find someone if you can. Otherwise, just do it on your own.
Switch.
And we're going to stop on
Martin.
Each outside partner.
How have you been?
It's good.
One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, and hold it. So there is an outside partner step. When you are outside, you should only be outside from the knee down. So barely be outside partner. When you're outside partner, turn your body towards your partner. Not away, but turn your face away. Good. That's the position. back up to the beginning and see if we can hit that on the rod non-self this time. So this time when you complete the feather, don't stop. Keep going to the next outside partner step at the end of the reverse, and we'll stop there. One, two, three, four, slow. Outside partner, slow. Quick, quick, slow, and hold it there. So at the end, he's outside partner with his right foot again. And why are we all in different places? Let's do that again.
We were in the right place.
We're all there, different foxtrot together. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. And hold it outside partner. So his right foot is outside her feet. He's turned his body toward her and his head away. Good.
Even more toward. That's better.
Give me your heart. What's so funny?
Great. Back up to the beginning and find a new partner.
Thank you.
Make sure when you do your
okay.
Promotion.
Okay. Here we go again. This time we won't stop anywhere. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, 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 slow. Quick. Sorry, I'm counting the wrong thing. Very good. Let's do that to music. Is foxtrot music harder to dance to than waltz music?
Yes.
Why is that?
Extra beat.
Typically, waltz music is easier for people because the one is more obvious. You feel a heavier distinction on the one. And also, everything is the same speed. There's no changes of timing. Whereas in foxtrot, you have slows and quicks. And sometimes the slows are not held long enough for most dancers. So really important to think slow, whoa, quick, quick, or slower, quick, quick. Mm-hmm. Just keep your slows slow. So let's test that to the music. Thank you, partner.
This time. Okay.
One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got
slow,
it.
Slow, slow, slow. And then
we're
going to
do a little field trip.
I was doing something
over
wrong.
To the table. Everybody go over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we were doing the closed impetus. Yeah, we did that open impetus thing there in the regular routine with the feather finish.
I highly recommend that you get a copy of this book. The place to get it, USISTD, United States Imperial Society of Teachers of Dancing. At USISTD, buy the ballroom book. The object is not to learn everything that's in here. Someday that would be really cool. But all I'm interested in is that you can research things that you might be doing wrong. For instance, is there someone who can say the footwork for the feather step?
Jenny can.
Jenny, will you say the footwork for the feather step? The man's feather step.
I know. One, right foot forward.
Oh, that's the foot position. I'm with the heel and toes. The foot.
Oh,
board.
I'm sorry. Oh, that should be different. One, heel, toe. One, heel, toe. Two, toe, three, toe, heel.
Exactly. Thank you. So I'd like everyone to give yourself. So as you're dancing your foxtrot, if you step with the wrong part of your foot, you're going into a place it's hard to return from. Once you started using the wrong parts of your feet, it's really hard to get it fixed. And you hear all coaches, all judges talking about this problem. So people will dance their quick step and use heels where there shouldn't be and toes, and it's just really a big mess. So in foxtrot, make sure you know what to do. We are going to go through it right now, but I just want to make sure you don't trust your memory. Also, don't trust your kinesthetic sense, your sense of how it feels. Look at it in the mirror, video yourself, have somebody else look at it. So gentlemen, come back down to the corner and let's say your footwork all the way through. Thank you.
Feel free to bark. Barf is chill. No, I'll try my best to do what you say.
So the number one reason why dancers sometimes don't practice is they're afraid they'll practice wrong. So we'd like to have a way to know we're not practicing wrong. Gentlemen, dance your prep step. That's just heel. And then the feather step is heel, toe, heel. Notice every figure in the foxtrot finishes toe, heel, except for there will be one weird one in a few moments. Dance the reverse turn, and the footwork is heel, toe, 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 heel, toe, heel, toe, 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 heel. And now the three set, heel, toe, toe, heel. And the natural turn, heel, toe, 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 heel. And the last three steps, toe, heel, whole foot, and then heel. That's the weird one. To finish a figure with a heel is always wrong, except for this one figure, the natural turn, because most figures don't end with a slow. That one ends with a slow.
Did you get it?
If I say
oh, your feet was good.
Wrong to you, feel free to challenge anything, question anything. For instance, step four of the reverse turn in the book says toe.
You know the heel turns,
just
right?
For that one step,
well, supposedly.
I've got two.
On each.
Talk about that and complicate things for you.
They've been taught to do it.
Just to water something down a little bit where I think it will do no damage. But feel free to question something. So I do that sometimes. Ladies, from the beginning, let's do your foot. Gentlemen, you'll be following along with us. Make sure you know where all the heel steps are. If it's a slow going forward, you know it's a heel. Ladies, starting with a prep step, the first step is toe heel. And every step back in this dance is toe heel. So we have toe heel. Toe, heel, toe, heel. Here comes the heel turn. Toe, heel, heel, toe, toe, heel. And then forward on this slow with a heel. Heel, toe, heel, toe, heel. Same thing backwards for the three step. Toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, heel. The heel turn. Toe, heel, heel, toe, toe, heel. And notice the step out of the heel turn is always toe, heel. Except for another exception someday. We'll get to it. And the final figure is heel, toe, heel, toe, heel. And then we're ready to start again with a feather. Does everybody understand this amalgamation well enough to practice it this week? How many outside partner steps?
Two.
So just two. Make sure you know where those are. Okay. So my plan now is to leave the foxtrot and go to another standard dance and get it up and running. Which one should we do next? Waltz?
Tango.
Not quick step?
Okay.
Did everybody see the name tag? So some of the beginners today when we came in were asked to put on their name tag what they were interested in accomplishing with the plan. And you have what's on there?
Quick step.
Quick step and foxtrot.
Dance like dance.
Dance like this.
Not
conveniently, I forgot that. I'm not sure what to recommend, but it could be quick step would be the next best one. So, in the quick step, name some figures you know or have done. Quarter turn to the right. Progressive chasse. Yes, the tipple chasse to the right is its full name.
Forward
block. Forward block. Has anyone done the natural spin turn? Okay. When I started dancing, since it was as a teacher, I'm in the dance studio, and of course I'm the junior guy in there, so I wasn't booked every hour. So in between, we'd ask each other trivia questions about dancing. For instance, in the rumba, every single step has the footwork all flat, all flat, all flat, except for a few exceptions. And so what are the exceptions to from the footwork, and so on. So I would like you to feel free to challenge each other with trivia questions, just for the fun of it. So how many outside partner steps in the foxtrot would be from tonight's class? But you could think of other ones. So is there any time in the foxtrot where the timing isn't slow, quick, quick? Another one from tonight's class. So in the quick step, we've named several figures. Lock steps can go what two directions? Forward or back. So in our class so far, I don't think any of the men have done a back lock, but that's coming up really soon. And all of the women have done a back lock, but not a forward one, so that's coming up for them. So just look for things like that. In the past, we talked about three differences between natural figures and reverse figures. What are some of those three differences?
Natural
turns to the right.
Natural turns right and reverse turns left. That's one difference. What is the starting alignment for each type of turn? Diagonal wall for natural turns and diagonal center for reverse turns. That's the second big difference. And the third big difference is what foot they start with. What foot do they start with?
Natural turn from the right foot.
Yes. So a natural turn starts with his right foot and her left. A reverse turn starts with his left foot and her right. So knowing those three things about naturals and reverse turns certainly clears away a lot of the debris from learning how to do the choreography of our dances. All of those things will be really important to know, and many we haven't talked about. Yes. Yes.
Why?
In the Viennese waltz, because you're coming from turn, you try to do the normal things, it will throw you off. So if you start your reverse turn facing dive center, which you came to us on a strong turn, by the time you get there, you'd be off balance. So in Viennese waltz, we allow for the turn that occurs from the last step of a figure to the first step. Start facing diagonal center, static wall. By the time we get on to the first step,
it's all like right. You started a diagonal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is sneaky. That's we're out to trick everybody we can. So let's come back to the beginning and talk quick step a moment. Leaders on that side, followers on this side, dance the simplest figures ever danced in the quick step. Leaders, your press step is on count four again with your left foot, and then figure number one is the quarter turn to the right. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Figure number two, progressive chop head. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Figure number three, forward lock. Slow, quick, quick, slow. What is the basic timing for the quick step? It appears to be slow, quick, quick, slow. As it is right now. Eventually, as we become more advanced, the basic timing will become slow, quick, quick. We'll have more of those figures. But right now it's slow, quick, quick, slow. Back up to the beginning and do that again. Are you equally good at your standard dances? Well, I've danced a little foxtrot with you. Are they all about the level of the foxtrot? That's good. So, ladies, start right foot for the front step, and then slow, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, and then walk, quick, quick, slow, quarter turn. Good. One more lock. And now we're at a corner. Which corner figure should we use first?
Tipple.
Okay, I think I heard tipple first. So do one, two, three of a natural turn. Slow, quick, quick. And now the tipple chasse begins here with her right foot and his left. Slow, quick, quick, slow, lock step, slow. Then from here, the quarter turn to restart. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Anything surprising anywhere in here so far to anyone? Okay, in that case, let's go back to the beginning, pick up a part here, and let's see the quick step.
Good, how you doing?
Good.
Where are you facing?
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I don't know where I'm going. Okay, this is solid. Are we all center around?
Yeah. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow.
Slow, quick.
Slow, slow.
Quick, quick, slow.
And when you get to the corner, then
oops. I fucked up.
Lock step. Tipple. Ooh, there we go.
It's been a while.
Let me do a tipple.
Good. Bring it on back.
Look at you. Look at you like you've
Thank
been
you.
Practicing. Good for you.
I'm just trying to, like, before the music for a minute.
And then it kind of like falls, yeah. Kind of
It'll
clicks.
Come.
First
yeah.
class of the semester, really, really important to do priorities. So, first priority, I'd like to separate into two groups. If you feel like musicality is pretty good for you most of the time in your dances, come over here. Not so good, come over here.
So people who feel strong in music, there. People not so strong in music, over here. And is this people in the middle, or?
I'm going to be in the middle with you.
Okay. Oh, the middle.
Pretty crowded in the middle. So, and does this musicality, strength, weakness, dichotomy, do you feel that's the same for standard and Latin? Are you better at Latin music or better at standard music? Is it all about the same? In terms of the song?
Yeah, it does.
That is standard.
So one thing we want to make sure of is whatever we're focusing on the class, it's whatever is most important for you. So if you're not good with music, you definitely want to work musicality in the class. Let's do the same thing for posture. People who are pretty good at posture here, not so good at posture over here. Okay? And the most important time to practice posture is when you're not dancing. So everybody stand really, really well. Good. If you're dancing an underarm turn in the Latin dance, ladies, remember, most women duck a little bit. Sometimes it's a little, sometimes it's a lot. So always feel like you're getting taller into a turn. So just practice good posture in all things, and just watch out for particular danger areas. Is there any other aspect, any other dance that's better or worse for posture for you? Are you better at posture in tango?
No, worse at posture in tango.
Okay. And that's because the knees are always bent, so if you bend your knees, might as well bend the spine too.
No, I forget to bend my knees.
So if the legs get too straight, then the posture suffers for that reason. There are really, really important exercises that I'd like to get around for you all to do every single time you dance. Tonight I didn't think it was as important because I really want to get some dances up and running. So we started our foxtrot and our quick step a little bit here. Watch out for musicality. We've talked about that. We've now talked about posture. Do keep in mind posture refers most to your vertical axis. Just really know where that is. And again, when you're walking, practice feeling where that is. I'm not saying you should always walk with good posture. If you look at world champions in between their dances, it's amazing sometimes how far down they'll let their posture go just to relax. Then they start dancing it again and the magic just appears again. So do have good posture most of the time and practice doing that when you're not dancing. How many of you are pretty good at learning and remembering choreography versus not very good at it? So good at choreography over here, not so good at learning and memorizing choreography over here.
Depends
how long the routine is.
More than one step.
Let's ask the same thing about footwork, heels and toes. If you're pretty good at figuring that out, I'm over here. If you're not very good at footwork, I'm over here. And most important to remember tonight is not the answers, but the questions. So I'm specifically picking out these categories. I want to make sure you just kind of have a mental checklist in all of your dances. Am I good at footwork, musicality, posture? Do I understand the basic structure of my choreography? Raise your hand if you have never led a dance before. Dance the leader's part for the partner.
Any setting.
So everybody here has led something. Have you actually led Craig?
No. I have enough trouble following Craig. Thank you.
So Craig Bukowski is a dancer. He lives in Frederick.
No, but he teaches in Frederick.
Teaches in Frederick. I know he also teaches at the Promenade. Where have you done your dancing? Promenade? Sykesville?
Sykesville.
So every once in a while, I think in this class, Craig's name might come up, so that's who we're talking about, Craig Bukowski. The leading aspect, it is really, really important that every ballroom dancer be able to lead at least the basic step of every dance. So even a simple box step, just get used to standing, holding your partner, and making all the decisions. Here's where we're going, here's when we're going, so be able to lead. Women who can lead make much better followers, and women dance teachers are the best example of that. They're wonderful followers because they understand both sides of everything that is being done. Is there any other category I haven't talked about here that's important for us to work on in dances in general?
How do I keep from looking at my feet?
Right. Repetition. So if you've done something a lot of times, then you can practice layering on additional things, like not looking. I have a set of glasses I should bring in here sometime. They're for basketball players, actually, because they block out. You can't see below. So it helps different basketball players learn not to look at the dribbling and instead to be looking where they're going. So they're good for ballroom dancers as well. I should bring them in sometime. So everybody can take a chance to take turns looking stupid wearing the glasses while they're dancing. Let's make sure frame is being taken care of. So there's a lot of things we want to talk about. We just want to get these subjects out in the early. And I want to make sure you're voicing often enough what problems you feel. I'm going to talk about all the problems I see, but some of the ones I feel that you're feeling, I may not see. So I just want to make sure you feel free to bring that stuff up. So we have just danced some fairly simple stuff in choreography and the quick step. Let's do that with a different partner. So swap partners around, and let's go through our quick step again. And this time it'll be music. And I'll start you out.
Quick step. Sorry. Excuse me.
It's easier for me to do it. A nitrous spin turn rather than people.
Okay. So I was confused when you were going to do a lock or when you were going to go back. That's why
Maybe I didn't strongly enough.
No.
Eric definitely practiced starting on the four.
Yeah. I thought everybody was gone.
Everybody else stepped on four and you stepped on five. So four.
Okay.
What dances have a prep step in the standard dances? Quick step, waltz,
not tango,
foxtrot. Those three. So there's only three dances with a prep. On what count do you prep in your waltz?
Three.
Foxtrot? Four. And quick step?
Four.
Good. And the reason why we choose those beats are those are not the down beats. The prep step is the beginning of the down swing. And we want to hit the bottom of the swing on the accented beat. We want to be at the bottom on the one. So that's why we do a prep step, just kind of like a skateboarder. Step off the ramp, down, hit the bottom on the downbeat. So really important to practice getting your timing on your prep steps. Pardon me? In the beanies, there's a type of prep, but it's a different type. So it's kind of a load up the slingshot and then go. So, but it's not a prep in the same direction as we're talking about in these other dances. In the quick step, I'd like to work on the natural spin turn, but not until we've done it in the waltz. So let's do our waltz basic amalgamation next. So followers, come behind me this way. And leaders, let's review your waltz. So natural spin turn, starting with a prep step on three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, and then four, five, six in the reverse. Now the reverse turn. One, three, one, two, whisk, one, two, three, chasse, two, and three, then the natural spin turn to start again. Leaders, anybody have a question about that choreography?
Yes. Can you remind me of the
opener? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to start behind you.
Let me
start on this side of you.
The basic structure of footwork first. What part of the foot do you use on count three in the waltz?
Heel.
Excluding the prep step. You might be thinking of the prep because that one is a heel. But the three heel on a prep is the exception.
Toe heel.
Toe heel is what we always do on threes in the waltz. So if you dance a whisk, one, two, count three is toe heel, a chasse, one, two, and count three is toe heel, and so on. So let's go through and make sure that's correct all the way through. So the press step is a heel lead on three, but it's unique. One, two, three. Toe heel. Down, heel, toe heel. Down, toe heel. Down, toe heel. Down, toe heel. Down, toe heel. So every single measure ends toe heel. What part of your footwork do you do on two? Count two.
Toe.
So all of the twos are toe. Is there any exception to that?
Spin turn.
Good. So in the natural spin turn, he dances one, two, and there's a heel toe on that two. And then the only other count we haven't talked about is the one count. One counts are always down. So if you're going forward, it's heel toe. If you're going backward, it's toe heel. So let's do that one more time for the leader's footwork. Press step on three. One, two, three. Down. Toe, heel. Down, heel, toe, heel. Down, toe, heel. Heel, toe, heel. Down, toe, heel. Heel, toe, heel. One, toe, heel. And again, make sure that chasse finishes toe, heel. That's a big deal. Make sure you don't end with a heel step. Ladies part from the beginning. Yes, so that's heel toe heel. So that three count is a normal three count of toe heel.
Or for the two. Do you go back,
unless the summer starts. I'm like,
heel toe. You do roll through that foot and then pull the toe on the left step.
Okay.
Rather than releasing. Ladies, from the beginning. One, two, three, one. Two, three, one. Two, brush, three, one. Two, three, one. Two, three, one. Two, and the width. One, two, three, chasse. Two, three, natural spin turn. Good, partner up, and let's see this waltz.
How was your summer?
It was good. How was yours?
Good. Yeah. I didn't do any dancing, though.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, right.
So this is just the chubby checker twist. That's all we're doing here. Chubby checker twist. Swivel your feet, but don't turn your shoulders at all. Keep doing that. I'm not happy yet. So I want absolute perfection with these shoulders because that is the cleanest.
You hold my shoulders.
You can't keep your shoulders still. That means it's going too far. So all we need is a little bit of turn.
It's perfect. Yeah.
The shoulders are still.
The idea is just leave the shoulders still.
Yeah.
Now that that's working, add your head to it. Nose and toes
here we go.
Turn together. But still don't turn your shoulders. So turn nose, toes,
I'm turning.
Pretty perfect.
Yeah?
Yes, that is definitely weird. When
let's go in and out with your feet.
Go in and out?
Yeah, can you do that?
Go opposite?
Yeah.
Good. When the woman dances a whisk, promenade with her nose and toes, and then she does the chasse and then back again. So it's really important to notice great dancers look great because of their isolation. So if you turn everything to promenade and turn everything back again, can't possibly look or feel good. So learn how to turn nose and toes independent of your shoulders. So the exercises are simple to understand, and they'll be really simple to execute if you do them fairly frequently. So it only takes a few moments, just when you go home tonight, just before you hop in bed, just turn your body a few times without turning your head, it still works. I wouldn't try that one while brushing teeth, but sometimes. Exercise number 3. Everybody go over to the wall, put one hand on the wall, and go up on your toes, and stay there for 60 seconds. As high on your toes as possible. Don't lean on the wall. The wall is just there for balance, so just touch it enough that you won't fall over, because I want you to focus on elevation, not balance. Nice and high on your toes. Good. It's never high enough. Good. Don't use your pinky toes too much. Keep your knees inward slightly. You don't want to roll out too much. Keep going until I'm tired. Myra, you have more.
I'm up there.
I'll get you back. Sooner or later.
Good, enough of that. So, again, every single time you get ready to dance, whether it's a practice with your partner, practice by yourself, dance lesson, whatever, just do that little exercise. Go up on your toes. Eventually, I'd like you to do it without the wall, but the problem is if you do that too soon, then you end up wobbling and you really haven't learned the thing I want you to learn, which is hold the peak. So by having a hand on the wall, you can hold that peak and not worry about anything but just ankle and foot strength. And that's what I'm trying to develop here. So that's exercise number 3. Exercise number 4 is to dance a rumba entirely on your toes. So we're doing this kind of going right into the Latin part. So everybody come out this way a little bit. Wherever you are, dance the basic step in the rumba on your toes all the way through. Don't let it feel beautiful. Rumba basic, no heels, go anywhere in the floor, and that's on the basic. Good. Change it to cha-cha. I wouldn't want this to become a habit. These dances should not be done up on the toes. This is just an exercise to develop a good awareness of balance and foot strength. Notice that that's kind of weird, and it's a little bit hard to do. When we're finished doing our amalgamation in rumba, cha-cha, whatever we're doing today, we'll return to it and do the whole amalgamation up on the toes, just as an exercise. Again, be careful. Once you get used to being up here, you might like it up here, and that would be a bad thing. So I do want you to put the heels down. But at the moment, we're just using this as a way to develop foot strength and a good sense of balance. Really, really important, obviously, for all of us.
You know, Liana, some people describe her as almost dancing on point. Is that also how you would characterize what she's doing?
What she's doing is a little bit different. Some women particularly, there are some men like this, like Billy Sparks, has really great balletic feet because of his background.
normally it's the women, have really great extension. They can point far more than I can, and most of you can point farther than I can. So when they point, the foot comes underneath, and the foot is almost perfectly perpendicular to the floor, passing under the body. And then sometimes they'll use that with the foot they're standing on, maybe dancing spirals up on the toes, hip twists. There's all kinds of places where they can show a more exaggerated range of the foot. So Liana, when she's dancing down, really dances down. But when she dances up in between the downs, spectacular. So she has a much greater up range than just about anyone, which is why she's the United States champion, and it's hers as long as she wants it. So nobody's going to pass her. So do practice developing really good, strong foot action. Yes?
Sorry. So I've heard, so I'm still not sure. When you brush across, are you supposed to be on like this? Or is it like this?
Which would look better to you?
Like this, maybe? I don't know.
So when you bring your foot under, if the toe is perfectly down to the floor, then probably the knees are out, and probably the foot shape isn't the most beautiful. So the most beautiful arch on your foot is the front of the arch. It's really important to do the most you can with that. But there's a second arch, which is really important, or a second inclination, and that is if your toes are turned out a little bit, you have this kind of draped ankle. So that's the shape of the foot as it comes underneath. So the foot is not pointed directly down to the floor that way. It's a little bit on the inside edge of the big toe as it comes under the body. So everyone where you are, dance a basic step in the rumba, and every chance you get, bring the foot under before it goes to the next step. As it comes under your body, have that slight V shape on your feet, and feel how the heel, the ankle, is closer than the toes. Toes always stay out a little bit. If you can, get a cramp in your foot while you're doing this. Point your foot so far, work it so hard, do something that's so new and strange to your foot that it starts to cramp. So that's a really good thing to develop so that you don't cramp anymore. Does that answer your question all right? Good. So remember then, the woman in ballroom dancing, I'm talking the standard dances, has two arcs. She has an arc to her left and she has an arc that's slightly back. Likewise in Latin, in your feet, you have two arcs. You have that arc and then you have that arc. So the double arcing of her shape and the double arcing of these ankles and feet are really, really beautiful to see. You want to make those your habit. So the four exercises we've done then, number one was turn the body without turning the head. Number two was turning nose and toes without turning shoulders. And again, make sure you do it the easy way. You get back on your heels, that's the hard way. That can't have a chance of success. It's on the balls of your feet that you're swiveling, not swiveling on your heels. Balls of your feet with your feet flat.
Why do they have to be flat?
Because if you go up on your toes, then again, it becomes more of a balance exercise. And the most important thing to me with exercise number two here is have perfect shoulder stillness. If you can turn just a little bit and keep your shoulders still, then try for a little bit more. See how much range you can get. But I'd like you to aim for really great stillness. Going up on your toes or back on your heels would not help you find that isolation. Yes.
And I just want to clarify, is that so that you can always partner with your partner, with your body, but optimize where you're going to, how wide of a step your joints can travel?
Mm-hmm. If you watch a world-class athlete walk, they walk like a cat. Very natural, fluid, the body parts are all greased and working right. And on the other hand, if you watch, say, a 90-year-old walk, that person's going to have rough the way they walk. Or be able to run. Looking forward to that. So the way we develop the youthful, athletic use of our body is to learn how to isolate. So if you can swivel your feet without turning your shoulders, then you have a much better chance of fluidity when you're dancing. Likewise, if you can turn your head without turning your shoulders, then when you dance that, it can be beautiful. When you watch the first measure of dancing in a competition, it's breathtaking at the highest level because it's so beautiful. They just so effortlessly move because they've learned what moves and what doesn't. If everything turns right away, it doesn't look very good. We learn our isolations early on. Then makes a big, big difference. And there aren't that many of them. Things like isolate what? Well, we've now done four of them. So number one, turn your body without your head. Number two, turn your head and feet without your shoulders. Number three was be able to work your feet. So you can do things with your feet independent of the rest of your body. So getting up on your toes and staying there for 60 seconds means that you don't have to go to a lot of trouble to get up and down. We're learning how to isolate and make the proper working muscles do their job. And then the fourth exercise was to dance the rumba or the cha-cha basic, and we'll do other figures as well, staying up on the toes just to practice getting used to strong, strong feet. Now that's particularly important if I'm your teacher, because my career ended in 2001 because of a skateboarding injury, and I won't be back up on my right toe anytime soon. So if I'm not doing it right, I need to make sure you know how to do it right. So I went to the foot doctor a month ago for a fresh checkup. How's it going? He says, your ankle is destroyed. And they're always trying to get in there and do all kinds of things to fix it up. Amazingly, it doesn't stop me from anything in everyday life. I just don't get up on my toes in voltas or waltzes or anything else like I should. Left foot's all right, but the right foot's not great. So if I'm not doing it, I'm going to keep saying, don't forget, get way up on your toes, develop that really, really well. We're now ready to get to our Latin dances. Are there any questions about anything or any particular focus before we launch our rumba? All right. Raise your hand if you have done the whole Bronze rumba routine. So as far as we know, no one has done all of the Bronze rumba. All right. Let's see what we have done.
I'm no one.
Say what?
I said I'm no one. I raised my hand.
You're the teacher.
Oh, okay. Fine.
So let's make our line along here. And we're starting with leaders facing that way, so followers are over on this side. And leaders, let's walk our Bronze rumba routine. So we start in open position, and we do a prep step on count 4-1, and then rock, step, and close for an alla mana. 2-3-4. A closed hip twist. 2-3-4. Out to fan. 2-3-4. Hockey stick. 2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. Half a basic. 2-3. And walk back. And we'll finish that shortly. Let's go back to the beginning and check the ladies' part. So first, a prep step. 4-1. And then 2-3. Alla mana. 2-3, closed hip twist. 2-4, alpha fan. 2-3-4, hockey stick. 2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, half basic. 2-3, and the wall. 2-3-4, find a partner and let's see the rumba.
I give it a shot.
See how
we
do.
My feet couldn't stop.
Your swivel isn't working.
Oh.
Does anyone know? I was having that problem too.
Have what?
Yes.
As long as you have a log.
If you have a password.
So what was the question?
Is internet free here?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to use my music system, but it's on the internet. And
okay.
I haven't. So do I just borrow somebody else's? How do I do that?
Yeah. You can probably get your own account because you're a teacher.
Yes.
Well, they still give me parking tickets like everybody. That was a hefty parking ticket last time too, and I just park where I always park. Anyway, out of the park. But
speaking
right,
of,
so after class I'll get a code from somebody and we'll use that. Yeah, my ankle won't give me that, that's right.
Right.
What's that?
Tonight we're being superficial about a lot of things, just getting things started.
but beware of superficiality. I'd like you to have great depth to your technique and your understanding of things. So when a handhold changes in a Latin dance, it's a big deal. The two things that champions fight about most often at the highest level of Latin dancing are connection and spacing. And if we deal with those things early on, you'll be really, really glad. We just want to build it in. In the same way that in standard, we wanted to build in footwork right from the beginning, and good timing, and good posture. We just want to make sure we're getting these connections right. So I'd like to switch partners. Followers go to a leader who didn't have a partner then.
Who are those people?
There's someone who didn't have a partner. Okay. And let's go from the beginning again, but this time without music, so we can talk connections a little bit. I have a name that I use for this starting position. Do you remember what that name is? So the technique will
activity
is called
position.
Open position, and you have a left to right hand hold, but we call this connection position activity position. So activity position is waist level, never higher than it needs to be. Here comes our prep on count four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, Alavana. Close hip lift. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, hold it. And make sure your connected arms are in activity position to the extent they can be. This is a little bit farther apart than where we started, so
push.
It's just slightly higher.
Yeah.
But again, the lowest it can be comfortably.
Because you close me.
Leaders, make sure your thumb is on the back of her hand.
Yeah.
Followers, make sure your wrist is straight. So you never want to present a bent wrist because the indirect lead won't work as well as a direct lead through your wrist. Good. Here we go with the hockey stick. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Hold it. What's that position called?
Underarm.
We're back to
activity
position again. And again, connect a hand a little lower. Good. Good. One. Here's the rocking the walk. And 2, 3, stop. That's
okay.
The step where the hand hold
go.
Changes.
Yeah.
What are we hearing?
They're erasing the tape. They're erasing the evidence.
What world do you live in?
That
federal
one.
Government.
Yeah. Shred it.
You're now ready to walk, and the handhold has just changed on count four from activity to the normal upright type of hold. Make sure that hand is closed. And that is wider
don't
than
push
you think
too much.
To
yeah.
the side.
Yeah.
So bring that arm out to the side. And that's better for a wider frame. Now continue walking. And 2, 3, 4. And 2, 3. Excellent. Back to the beginning, and let's do that with music. Focusing on really great connection.
I didn't know that we changed the hand.
Yeah, I don't know if it was one hand or two, but I guess he just wants one hand.
Oh, yeah, don't
yeah. Because it's like easy to steer that way.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. World-class Latin dancers have a major pet peeve with everyone who is not them. And that is a foot that moves too early. When you take your step, it is to move exactly as late as it can and arrive on the right beat. And the next one, wait and move. Every time, wait and move. So bad rumba, in these champions' opinion, is something that looks kind of like a waltz. You can't see the distinctions. So whoever has the longest slow wins. I'd like you to do that without a partner, and let's see that we can have a full two-beat slow. The ladies are back on their side. Gentlemen, from the beginning, take your first step and use the shortest amount of time possible to get your foot from point A to point B. And 4, 1, and then continue. 2, 3, and 4, 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, hold 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, 1, and 2, 3, we're at fan, hold the 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, and 2, and 3, 4, 1, and 2, and 3, and hold that foot, and 2, and 3, hold that step, and 2, and so on. Good. Find someone you haven't rumbled with yet tonight, and show me the longest hold ever.
Longest hold.
It is amazing. They arrive late, and it just doesn't seem to matter. So, it all comes out right at the end of the measure. They still get each measure where it's supposed to go, but they wait longer than should be allowed. So, that's what I want you to get used to doing in all of your Latin dances. And to some extent, we'll do that at tango, so we'll see where this applies in our other dances. So, let's finish off the next stage of this rumba routine. So, followers come back to the side. And leaders, we're going to pick it up from the rock to the walk to the next figure will be the natural top. So rock forward, starting with your left foot. 2, 3, 4, and the walk. 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, and a sidestep on count 4, 1. So the second measure of walk, we have one measure of half basic, two measures of walks. The second measure ends with a sidestep. Now the natural top. Cross. Side, cross. And again, side, cross, side. One more measure. Cross, side, and this time, foot. The natural top will be three measures, ending with the feet together. Let's do that again. We'll do it from the forward rock. At 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, side, natural top. Cross, side, cross. Side, cross, side. Cross, side, close. Ideally, on this close, we'll all end facing the front. However, without a partner, who knows where it's going to end. So, ladies, let's back up and do your part from there. So you've just finished the hockey stick. Do the back basic. 2, 3, 4, hold. 1. Walk, walk, and hold. And walk, walk, and stop. So this is where the leader has gone to the side, the follower has gone forward. Now, her natural top, side, cross, side. Cross, side, cross. One more measure, side, cross, side. At this point, his feet are together, her feet are apart, and then we'll do a closed hip twist from there like we did from the beginning. partner up, and let's see that section of the routine.
Rotator cuff.
We just finished the hockey stick, so we have a lunge and hold. We're in activity. And after you've done the forward check, gentlemen, make sure you change to the upright hold. Ready? And two, three, upright and hold. Two, three, four, hold. One, two, three, natural top. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, close in. Two, three, four. Two, bend. Three, four. Alamana. Underarm turn.
Alamana, right? You said, yeah. I was thinking hockey stick, and then you said Alamana.
Not done an Alamana from bend position. So leaders, do this without a partner moment. So followers, come out in front here again. And leaders, you're in bend position. The first time you get to fan position, you're doing a hockey stick. The second time, it's an alamana. Start the same way for the alamana. Forward, drop, and close. The difference is, for a hockey stick, you continue to direct her past you. Whereas for the alamana, once she comes up in front, you want her to reverse and go the other direction. Do that forward rock again. So the alamana begins. Two, three, four. Back rock while she turns. Step to the side. And we'll go into the hand-to-hand from there. So that is alamana from fan position. Ladies, your part. Your fan position. Start by closing. And two, three, four. This is a back step that you smell a turn coming to the right. And now this turn. Two, three, side. And hand-to-hand. Partner up. Stand in fan position. Leave that alamana.
You're facing that one.
Band position,
yep.
Already. Okay. Ready? And two, three, alamana. Two, three, and a hand.
Yeah.
Back, rock, other side. Two, three, one more. Two, three, and an ending or something. Good. Let's do that from the very beginning, the whole rumble up so far. Go to the very beginning, open the brace under our turn.
Yeah, just give it a go.
Cool. So after the, what was this one called?
Natural top.
Okay, and then there's a natural hip twist.
Closed hip twist.
Can you remind me what that one is?
That's like the one at the beginning where I go back like that.
Oh, okay.
And then we go to fan.
Okay.
And then we do the alamana at the end.
I missed that when I was about to make it back. Look, there's a step in there. What one did?
Yep.
Like, when I do it, it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know why that was.
Yes. So, Annie, may I? Let's just step back to fan. Let's do it together. So start with your weight on your front foot. So when the woman steps back to fan position, it's because he's applied pressure to send her back, and then he stops her. From here, if I didn't do something to close her feet, she would just walk forward out of it. So I'm going to give Annie another nudge back, and that's what she uses to close. Then I bring her out. So when the lady goes to fan position, there's a double pump action. There's a push to send her out, and then another push to close her feet. So she feels the push to send her out, and she stops, and another push to close her feet, and then she comes. That's an elevated way of doing things. It's the best way to do things, but not everybody would expect that. So I'd like that to be something we all do soon. So keep doing that, and ladies, get ready. So ideally, you do everything together. So when she closes in fan position, it's not her close, it's the couple's close. It's something you share together, like her heel turns or anything else. So, so good question. Keep trying that.
Is there a more fun for where the best activity? How much out of the range can is okay and still able to harness physics to move your partner in an efficient way? Do you understand?
Yes. So when we do activity position, we're envisioning this neutral zone between our torsos, this cube. So this, our arms are forming the lower edges of the cube. If we had our arms up here, they form generally the upper edges of the cube. Or ballroom closed position does that as well. So this area between our torsos should never be violated by our hands. We always keep our hands outside that area. So when Annie does a back rock, the hands are outside, she does her underarm turn. If we go to a hand-to-hand, we keep coming back to that position where we're not dancing hands in here. So you see an awful lot of leaders doing things like hands that go out or too busy. So in social dancing, you see an awful lot of overactive leading. As a result of an overly mobile hand, we lose stability and the woman's body just stops dancing. So she ends up just trying to deal with what she's doing. So try to work with your hands, one hand width from your side. So anytime you're in activity position, the elbow is not touching your side, but it's not wider than one hand width. So you have that handy-dandy measuring device carrying with you wherever you go. No excuses for having an imperfect activity position. So it always just stays in that range. Having said that, sometimes we get into a weird dance position that changes that a little bit, like fan position. When we're in fan position, now we're a little bit farther apart, so that might get a little wider than hand width for both him and her. We still want to make sure it gravitates to the lowest comfortable level, but keep it within our original range. So there are slight variations according to the positions we're in, but try to keep it close to home.
Can we see all the way from the beginning?
So we start out at the beginning with our hand basic. 2, 3, 4, the Alamana. Close, tip twist, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, hockey stick, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, half basic, and now we're going to walk, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, imaginal stop, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. At the end of that, we're about to add an opening out to right and left. Then, the figure we've been doing from the natural top is the closed hip twist. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, Alamana. Then we dance our series of hand-to-hands. These hand-to-hands, at the moment, we're doing 3 of them. And end with a patty cake. In a moment, we're about to add a forward walk. Okay, let's see it from the beginning. Partner up, let's see it.
Can you do this?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Are we doing any of those extra things that you just added, or not yet?
No.
Okay. Let's not go crazy. Whatever you want to do, you're in control.
I mean, that is true.
1, 2, 3, 4. Close to twist. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7.
for.
Sorry, I skipped something, but I don't know what I skipped.
I don't know what you skipped either.
I noticed I went to do something. And I'm like,
on the closed hip twist, the woman...
Two measures.
I wasn't really... I hurt my rotator cuff, so I wasn't really doing... The, no, no, it wasn't fine. I wasn't doing the full... Like,
okay. Okay. Step forward with many great dancing series.
But I think
ladies, decide which one works best with your partners. If he leads you to step forward and close, it throws off the couple. But sometimes the man doesn't really let the woman get through and do her forward step. So see whichever one works. I have a strong preference for woman passing the feet. Like I say, the great women in the area do like closing the feet. So decide which one you like. As you see other people doing it, it'll affect your opinion. Going to competitions in this area and watching the pro-am is a great way to develop an educated opinion. So a lot of people went to Capital Dance Sport 2 or 3 weeks ago and watched the pro-ams there and came away having learned lots of things. So that's a great, great place to watch the best dancers, professionals, dancing the basics with their students. You can see examples of things. Yes? I prefer passing the feet because that scissors action is very powerful. It produces really strong actions at a high level. That's what's pretty much always done. Many people grew up learning that closed hip twist means closed foot position. In my opinion, it's pretty closed, but it's not really as powerful to have that double action of passing the feet twice. In international style ballroom, there's a figure called the little gem, where in the waltz, the woman switches back and forth, doing basically a rumba hip action, but in the waltz. And it's really, really beautiful. The little gem, pardon me, international waltz, beyond the gold. So, but the little gem is really, really
There is life beyond the gold.
In American style, it's silver, so you get to a lot of stuff much, much earlier in American waltz. So you can see the little gem dance, it's really great. So, but it's just a hip twist festival. Change partners, and I'd like to see just the closed hip twist. So somebody, Eric didn't have a partner last time. Good. So let's do the opening out for the closed hip twist, starting closed position. And we're going to open out for the closed hip twist right away. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, and a bend. 2, 3, 4. Eric, did Annie get it right?
Yes.
Good. Let's do it again. Ready? And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Alamana. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. And the hand. 2, 3, 4. My job is to call things out too late. Good. Patty cake and then the wall. 2, 3, 4. Patty cake. 2 New Yorks. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, solo strong turn. And that almost concludes our routine. So,
okay.
Something like that.
Somebody said that they can go online and see me demonstrating these bronze Latin routines somewhere. But I don't know where that is. I never got around to putting them on my website, so I know the standard routines, bronze, silver, gold, are all thoroughly demonstrated on the website. But the Latin ones are not. You know what
I mean? Yeah. there are you demonstrating them in GW, at GW.
Georgetown.
Georgetown, I'm sorry.
The G-dubs don't like being called Georgetown.
Excuse me. You asked me the question.
So they're not like on YouTube?
They're like you. Yeah, they're on your YouTube channel. Yeah.
Do I have a YouTube channel?
You do. God, don't start with me. What did you call me? Ask Annie to give you a ride home.
So, can folks see these routines by then?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody got that?
Who manages Dan's YouTube channel? Because it's clearly not Dan's.
Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
I should keep track of these things.
You should.
So my point is...
It's not the best, and it's like just from class. It's not like it's not like the equivalent of what you do for the standard.
Is it bronze?
Yeah, most of it is bronze. Mm-hmm.
Is it rumba, cha-cha? Do you know
the And I don't think it's... Like, I wouldn't say it's a complete set, but it's like snippets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just put in snippets.
if you go to Dan's website and look under resources,
it just
and then look
that?
Under the video, like there's class videos, and I'll come up with that.
Okay. I'd like to accelerate learning as much as possible this semester, and visuals like that would be really, really great. Also on YouTube, if you put in NDCA Bronze International Rumba, for instance, it shows every single figure one at a time going through with another couple demonstrating them. And it's very fast. It's really great the way they just go from one figure to another, no clumsiness. So that's great to see. So if you're not sure how a closed hip twist could be done, should be done, that would be an easy way to check it out. NDCA, National Dance Council of America. Bronze Rumba is what we're doing, Bronze International Rumba. We'll do this for all of our dances, put together the routines and work on the fine points. So tonight, the fine points included connections. We're going to talk a lot about arm connections. So I feel like leading and following are impossible if the connections aren't right. Even once the connections are right, leading and following don't work. If the timing's not right, the posture's not right, the footwork, there's just a lot to talk about in Latin. Most people who are 10 dance teachers prefer teaching standard to teaching Latin because Latin has so many more subjects to cover. So that is not why I put Latin last in our class. I put Latin last just because standard has some subjects that are pretty subtle and I like a fresh brain for dealing with those subtleties. Latin subtleties tend to come by a little easier. So we'll talk about that as we go along and we can reverse it if anybody needs to. Next week, our class is back in this room again. In the past, I've had a problem with getting everybody out of the room. For some reason, they need us out right at 10 for somebody to come in and prepare for the next day. I don't see people hovering in the corners. That's not the case tonight. But anyway, most times I'll finish just 2 or 3 minutes before 10, so we can try to be out by 10 for the people who need to get work done here at 10 o'clock. But if you have any questions, feel free to email or call. Email daniel.calloway@gmail.com. Or whatever Myra says. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Do you want to talk about like having people for next week? Or
like invite friends?
Yeah. If you have any